New Orleans' post-Katrina experiment with public education has drawn the attention of pro-charter school education reformers across the U.S. Today, 9 in 10 New Orleans public school students attend charter schools. One reformer who has had his eye on New Orleans is David Osborne. Osborne's 1992 book, Reinventing Government, had a major impact on government reform efforts during that decade. Now, Osborne is advocating for education reform through charter schools. WWNO's Jess Clark sat down with Osborne to talk about his new book, Reinventing America's Schools, which includes a look at the New Orleans school system.
David Osborne, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There have been a lot of books and articles and media coverage of the New Orleans school system and its reforms. What does this book say? What does your book say that's different or new?
It says that New Orleans is a model that the rest of the country should emulate. I firmly believe that in another 30 or 40 years, almost all urban school systems will be like New Orleans. They may not call their schools charter schools, but they will treat them like charter schools. They will be contracting with nonprofit organizations to operate schools, giving parents choices, having a diversity of school models, and replacing weak schools with stronger schools.
So I should preface this by saying that next year, all of the schools will go back to the Orleans Parish School Board, which is an elected school board. But the power to make decisions will still rest, in most cases, at the school level with the charter boards. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, as someone who's worked in government for a long time, does the public lose something in that the elected school board doesn't have as much power over the decisions that are made about education in their communities, that instead many of those decisions go to these small boards that are not elected?
You know, I think that's a myth, that the public loses something. The public has gained much more control because, you know, 15 years ago, when a high school was failing, what happened? Absolutely nothing. Nothing changed. So how much control did the public have? Now, if you're not getting results, you can remove it and replace it. And that gives the elected officials, and therefore the public who elects them, far more real control.
Do you think a locally elected school board will be able to close schools like the state has been able to do?
I do think they will, but that's a really important question. It's fundamentally different. When you have thousands of employees and you close a school, and often those employees are unionized, you get political blowback from across the system. And that's why school boards don't do that. But in a New Orleans system, when they're charters, you close this one and replace it with another operator, and you might get a protest in that one building. But the rest of the system looks at it as an opportunity to get another building. You don't get system-wide blowback. So it has proven to be here and in Denver and in D.C. and in other places easier to close a charter school than it is to close a traditional public school. So I believe that it's going to be fine, and I hope I'm right.
David Osborne, thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
David Osborne's new book is Reinventing America's Schools, a book that advocates reforming the country's public school system by introducing more charter schools. Osborne is also the author of the New York Times bestseller, Reinventing Government. He served as senior advisor to Vice President Al Gore and worked in the Clinton administration on government reform efforts. I'm Jess Clark.
WWNO's education reporting is made possible with support from Entergy Corporation.